This is RSBNB Update, episode 498, the 2014 Clip Show. This episode contains raw, unedited clips from pre, during, and post-show RSBNB Update episodes in 2014. As a result, these clips may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update, the final show of 2014, and that is the Clip Show. Thank you for joining us, everyone. My friend is here with me.
Triggy!
Hi. So, it's New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, whenever you're listening to this. This is the final show 2014 that summarizes everything RSBNB Update did in 2014. This is by far my favorite show of the year to record. It's the show I look forward to all year. And I am so happy to be here with all of you guys who are listening to this. And hopefully you're going to enjoy this clip show. I think it's definitely one of the best clip shows that I've ever put together. And, of course, all this comes from our co-hosts and you guys for listening and whatnot. So we got a whole bunch of clips. We got 52 clips this year, practically one per week. Shall we get going?
Yes.
All right. So this year's clip show starts off on episode 447, the first episode of 2014. And the first clip of 2014 is pretty much symptomatic of what the entire year is going to come down to. Are you ready for this one?
Don't forget to play the sound when you're done.
Yes, good point. You guys will hear this little sound when a clip is done, and that will tell you that it's real Shane talking. All right.
Of course, that had to be the combatch, didn't it?
Of course, of course. So let's begin episode 447. A little bit. So let's begin with the player owned ports, The Next Journey. You know, part of me was, you know, with being shipwise and everything, part of me was saying it should have been called player owned ports, The Next Generation. Don't you think?
Okay.
No. Oh. Well, you get where I was going with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, duh, only you can make a Star Trek reference within the first 5 minutes of New Year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's gotta be noted down as the first reference to that of 2014. That was pretty quick, wasn't it? Yeah, and
we were here for like 5 minutes. You have your stop.
Less than 5 minutes. Like 2 minutes.
What?
Two minutes.
2 minutes, 34 seconds?
And that was the first Star Trek reference of 2014, 40 seconds into episode 447.
It didn't take you long, did it?
No, and, you know, lots of people really noticed that, yeah, this is kind of what was happening in 2014. So we got another one of the same kind of vein as that. This is episode 448, talking about adding a new kind of mineral into the game. You know what this one is?
Archerite?
You hit the nail on the head. Here we go. All right. You have anything else on the poll system?
We should vote for a new some new materials to be entered into the game. Would you vote to get some Archerite into the game, Shane? There we go. Oh, I did my civic duty for the week on this show. Only Shane can laugh like this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I did my civic duty, Shane.
Yeah. Let's make sure I don't cut one of your antennae off. All right. And as I said, 2014. It's got to be year of the Star Trek reference, right? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
Didn't take long.
No, and that was 448. And Archerite, you want to explain what that is?
Okay, let's see. Archerite. All right, take two. Archerite is basically from the Star Trek Enterprise episode where they were scanning around looking for the enemy, but the enemy found them. They're like, oh, we can make something up really quick.
Yep, so that's the name, Archerite. All right. Well, that was episode 448. We're going to jump ahead to episode 450, in which Earth made his first appearance of 2014. Alrighty, so there's some bad words that are said in this one, and this is exactly what happens when Earth is on the show and we have to edit things out. Alrighty.
Oh god, it's different.
Boo yes.
Fucking who?
Whoops.
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 Did you say a bad word? Forget to hit record?
No, you said a bad word.
I did not utter the phrase a bad word.
You are making more false work for Shane. Edit all right that out anyway.
So
would I ever do that, Shane?
Yes, you would. And yeah, so that's a bit of a preview of what I've had to edit out over the course of the year whenever Earth was on the show. I think a couple of them might have slept through, but I'm sorry if that is indeed the case. More clips from episode 450 inbound. This next one talks about drugs on RuneScape and what each kind of drug would do. So this is a 2-minute, 50-second clip, so settle in for the long haul here.
Oh, man. Could get that in a day.
You could. With bonus XP and Ivy and crystal trees and everything. It's definitely possible.
What about crystal meth?
No.
Does that have any...
That's next year's update.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the Herblore update, right?
Exactly.
And that's the perfect! Alright, going back to that question. Add illegal drugs.
Right. That'll be pulled every
10 there levels. Yeah, it'll be a
you're
poll.
Right, that would be pulled, and it would pass overwhelmingly.
Which ones get added first, and right, what effects they have.
Crystal meth that make you attack twice as fast. That'd be good.
But you also have half as many hit points. What would we do? And make you feel good? I guess it'd give you more hit points, but your defense would go down.
You would have to eat food in order to, or otherwise it's a constant drain, but you would have to like keep eating to keep
you
it up.
You get really hungry.
Yeah. So it becomes as soon as you do that, you have like a hunger bar on top of your
it becomes Minecraft.
Right.
What about cocaine?
Oh, gosh. Why are we putting so much thought into this? That's crazy.
No, yeah, I have to answer that question.
Yeah, it'd probably be the same as...
I did not give a satisfactory answer.
What other drugs are there?
Shane, you're from the ghetto. You tell us.
I don't know. I mean, we're with two of the people who are not going to touch drugs like this. And yet, you guys seem to know all about them.
Well, from where I'm from, it's kind of hard not to know about them,
Shane,
the demographic. I mean, I'm from St. Louis, and he's like near like Atlanta-ish. So
yeah.
I mean, we're like in the top five worst Detroit crime cities. We got Detroit, St. Louis, Atlanta. There's a couple more that are like the worst like crime-ridden U.S. cities. So
yeah, a couple of hours from where I live is like one of the meth capitals of the world,
St.
apparently.
Yeah, St. Louis has actually gotten really bad with heroin lately. Like,
heroin. That's another one. What did that one do?
That just, I don't know. You'd probably just automatic log out.
Oh, boy.
Just instant death.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of that.
Enough of the negative drugs. So that's what you miss when you're not on the show.
When was this?
This was episode 450. Talking about, you know, what would be an update that would come to RuneScape. Evidently drugs, if people wanted to.
Oh, a lot of white powder to snort, so.
All right. And we also learned what happened when Earth needs one of these drugs. This is what he sounds like. You gotta take what I gave you.
Take the munchie bar.
Give me anything.
I'll do it again.
Get some more of the goods. I need it. I needs it. I needs it. You got a fix for me? Come on, brother. Give me a thing. Come on.
You poor thing.
Sorry.
You know the first one's always free. Just saying. The first one is always free.
That's what he sounds like, apparently. But I don't know why I found that so funny. But anyways, I'm sorry. We got one more clip from episode 450. Apparently the way football is said in the southern United States. You want to take a gander at how that's said?
Which one?
How football is said in the southern U.S.?
Foosball?
No.
Foosball? No.
Go close.
Football.
Here you go.
Football.
Yeah, I don't actually give a shit, but I would love to see the storm. Peyton Manning loses. Because I'm from the South, so...
Football!
What was that?
That is an imitation of someone I have actually heard.
Wow.
Let's go play football!
Oh, dear. You're close.
Football.
Yeah.
Football. Yeah. Southern people don't never enunciate the last letter.
Well, of course, we thank Earth and Dave for the good fun on episode 452. I don't know what the actual update content was, but nonetheless, there were some clips right there from that episode. Next, we move to episode 452, in which Earth was on the show again. This is when we were talking about holiday items for loyalty points, and that generated an interesting discussion. Ready for this one?
Oh, boy.
Holiday items for loyalty points. 59% yes, 40% no.
Okay, this one made me angry.
Why is that?
I'm legitimately angry. Because it's my yo-yo. I shouldn't get to have that. No.
How do you think he feels here about his bunny ears? And the poll that never came to fruition. Aren't you happy about that?
I guess so, but for me, I'm saddened that you beeped him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could have had the non-beeped version of it, but I would have had to go into the episode's raw files, find them, extract them, that sort of thing. This is the only one that I actually had that was beeped, unfortunately. I must have selected the wrong track. I'm sorry about that, everyone.
But it's okay.
Anyways, we got more clips from episode 452, the next one talking about a unicorn, and, well, what do unicorns have on them? Horns, right?
Right, okay.
And you know what you said?
Horny? Get more heads?
Well,
get
almost,
more horns?
Almost. Here we go. Become me as an imposter. And then it's the job of the other team to find the imposters and flush them out.
What about a unicorn?
You could do that as well.
If I get really horny.
What?
Don't go there. Don't go there. We're trying to keep this G-rated, please.
All right. Should just make another note?
I should, shouldn't I? But, All right, apparently it was him that said that one, but nonetheless.
That was right.
Yeah, that is what jumped into your guys' head when it came to talking about unicorn horns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait, tell me that his head.
Sure. or his, right, or yours. But we got another episode 452 clip here, talking about pains of pleasure. This one involves you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doesn't get it. I could hear moaning all the way down the hall.
It's kind of funny, but it's also kind of disgusting.
Like that?
No more.
Actually, that's a really good imitation.
Oh my god.
Benny walks in.
He's not here.
He walks in anyway.
You sorry you did that?
No, because I'm pretty sure Uncle Dano's kid's gonna be like, I have a nice little education on the subject. Daddy, what did Trekkie do? I'll tell you when you're older. Oh, I'm older now.
Anyways, speaking of Uncle Dano, we talk about Uncle Dano's question that he normally sends in with Double XP Weekend and his love for the future inventor skill on episode 453.
My lords and my ladies, squires and maidens, woot! It's
Game Blast Double XP Weekend!
Greetings, everyone. Uncle Dano back with an audio question after quite a long hiatus. I hope everyone is having a very productive Double XP Weekend. My question for you actually doesn't deal with this weekend, but with the future inventor skill. I'm very much looking forward to this skill because of its potential for creativity, an aspect that I very much enjoyed in the construction skill. I believe from what I've heard so far that the inventor skill would require the use of divine energy. So as part of my divination training, I'm amassing as much energy as I can. So my question to you is, what other supplies do you think may be required in order to train the inventor skill quickly? Basic ingredients such as logs and ores, planks and bars, or perhaps pieces of armor? I would like to build up as many resources as I can prior to the skill coming out. Thank you for taking my audio question. I wish you all Godspeed and another fine day in the scape. And all the best during
Game Blast Double XP Weekend!
Gotta love Uncle Dano's audio questions, don't we?
We haven't had that many this year, though.
Yeah, and I mean, but still, we got the ones that count, though, for Double XP Weekend and the end of the year for the Christmas thing. So, much appreciated, Uncle Dano, for the joy that you add to the show in terms of coming on the show, sending in questions, and that great thing you did for us on last week's Christmas episode. Alrighty, you ready to move on to 455?
What's happened at 455?
Well, 455 dealt with a problem with a dog. The recurring dog problem.
Okay.
And you basically express your concern or anger about this. Let's go.
I told my dad, like, you know, if you want to catch him, I'll cook it and eat it. Now, Dad, I know you love dog meat.
Oh, boy.
You're having a little too much fun with that, aren't you?
Yeah, because I was recording.
Oh, shit. What would hot mic?
So, that was the first issue of this problem appearing, and it does appear in future clips as well. So, do you want to shed any light on that now, or should we save it for the last dog clip?
I still want to kill it and eat it.
Okay.
And Chihuahuas are not dogs. Chihuahuas are four-legged rats that can bark.
All right. And to be clear, you're just making a very large exaggeration right now, correct?
About it being a large rat with four legs that can bark?
No, about, you know, killing it and whatnot.
I have no qualms over killing it. However, killing it without getting caught is a different question.
Right.
but
you wouldn't do that, would you?
Unfortunately, I don't have a BB gun with me.
Oh, boy.
But no, tis the neighbor's dogs. Although, the annoyance factor for everyone around is quite high. However, the owners don't really do anything about it.
All right.
Actually, a couple times, that dang Chihuahua, if he's on the other side of the fence, he'll bark at me and my dad really loud. But then a couple times he's managed to scurry over here to our side somehow. And then he whimpers like a little sissy. And I'm like, really? You're going to do that now? You have no idea how I really wanted to kick it. I was like, ready? Kick the dog. Hot dog.
Please don't be abusive or give listeners a reason to call for that. That would be very bad.
That's okay. They don't know where I live.
Alrighty, and on that note, we're moving on to episode 456, in which I make a failed attempt to talk in Spanish. Espanol?
Okay.
Excellent. Much improved you. Mucho improve you. Is that how you say much improved in Spanish? I don't know.
No, you sound dumb.
Si, senor. Oh, I just agreed I'm dumb.
Yeah, you did.
I don't talk in foreign languages. I don't know anymore, so that's a lesson right there.
Oh, just know how to swear in French and you're done.
Yeah, if you go to France, right?
Or Quebec.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Anyways, there's another clip coming from episode 456 in which Reed uses a very affectionate name for you that we're going public with now.
Okay.
Good job. Alrighty. So, I believe one of you guys has a pick of the week for us.
Yes. It's mine, actually, Reed. You asshole!
What? What asshole. Went on here? Oh.
Google Docs are fun, everyone.
I hate you so much. Okay, anyway, Reed, I'm so going to kill you.
You want to tell everyone what he called you?
Did he write what I think he wrote that starts with an S?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I wanted to kill him.
Yeah. Do you want to share that or no?
No. But if you visit our forum, you will get it very quick. So log in, join our forum.
Nice advertisement there. Nice advertisement. All right, we're going to move on to episode 459 now, in which you talk in an Australian accent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Maramska.
Oh, thanks, dude. Okay, and last one is, next one is a question from Parnassius.
Guy Mike from Down Under. That's a quick question this week. With the release of the cosmetic 120 cape levels, do you think Jax is going to at least put the XP counter that sits on top of the screen so you can keep your eye on the amount of XP needed for next level? The fireworks and stuff that happens for each level and at least give a player a small sense of accomplishment seeing each level they get? If they aren't going to give us a new high-level content, sure, they should be a feature. They already have the level counter in place for the dungeoneering, so it would not be hard to convert it for the new skills as well. Do you think this is oversight on Jagex, or by another case, let's just go at it and worry about it later? Hope y'all are well, and thanks for the great podcast once again. By the way, Shane, your pick of the week for weeks a few show goals about Continuum was greatly appreciated. I am thoroughly enjoying the show. Till next time, this is Parnass, wishing you all best of luck in the land of Glendonor.
Well, you didn't sound French this week.
Oui, oui? Oui, oui?
Yeah, you greatly improved over the previous time you did it. And I do have to give you credit for that.
What?
The accent.
What? The Australian accent, mate?
Sure, there you go. Very good.
Okay.
All right, that was episode 459. Moving on to 461, in which we discover what one of my sneezes sound like when they're not edited out. Brace yourselves, everyone. Very interesting to see this, I think.
Kefler 186.
Oh! Shit.
Got excited there, didn't you, Shane?
Yeah, I'll make a note of that.
You made a loogie in your hand?
Nope. It was just a sneeze. Okay.
You can have a loogie in your hand.
No.
What?
No, nothing. It's just sneeze. That's all.
Okay. I said fine. All right, let's move on.
Let's still make you jump.
It makes everybody jump, especially when we're playing StarCraft. It's like, hey, Shane! Hush-hoo! Whoa! What died?
I would do an imitation, but if I did that, it wouldn't sound as natural as it normally does. But that is the reason I do edit these out, because they are very large bursts of noise, and I don't want to scare anyone, and it just doesn't really make sense to have them in the show. Mm-hmm. So you guys don't normally hear them, but these guys do when we're recording. Do. We're going to move on to episode 462 right now, and this episode has six clips, and what in my view is the best clip of the year. Ready for these?
Okay.
Here we go. Getting ready to start this quest. I had the idea of doing this week's show without notes and without referencing the RS update page. But
yeah, Shane was going to do it freestyle, guys, and Trekkie here was going to drop a, what, you said freestyle, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, one of us is going to drop a, sick beat. Leave it said.
RSBMB update freestyle. We never did do that, did we?
I don't think so.
That would be interesting to do, I think. And, you know, by freestyle, of course, that means without the notes and whatnot. Not like a freestyle rap. Which I would never do, because that's not my kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you did do a pretty good beat there, I must say.
Okay.
You want to try again?
Nah. I cannot beatbox.
All right. Next one comes from our friend Forrest, a.k.a. Reggie Moose, who's actually one of Reed's friends, but we played games with him before. This is him attempting to sing in pre-show, and this is what happens when you have people coming in and out. And, you know, it just goes to show that people in the background of our guest rooms or houses or whatever it might be can actually end up featuring on a clip show. So here we go.
Better freestyle.
Remember.
Drop a sick beat, Shane.
Sure.
Shane said he'd drop a sick beat, Forrest.
See, you get all kinds of noises like that coming in, and that's a fairly calm thing for Reggie to do, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah,
and that's just what you call him, right? Do you want to go into a bit of a backstory as to why you call him Reggie?
Forrest? Reggie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything under the sun?
Sure.
Forrest, Reggie, Reggie. It's stuck in my head. I can't get it out. So he's, you know, what is it? I always call him Reggie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Reggae Moose, but you called him Reggie once, and that just kind of stuck.
I know. I can get that out of my head. I can always call him Reggie.
Yeah. All right. And we got another clip on the same kind of note. Another odd noise coming while Forrest was playing Titanfall. Or, well, Reggie was playing Titanfall, rather. This was all in the pre-show.
What's Forrest playing in the background?
Titanfall.
How is that game?
Fantastic.
Someone just get castrated.
Did you just get castrated? Okay, good. Hey, Squints, go f*** yourself. G. you hear that, Trekkie? Did you hear that, Shane?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Did you hear what he called you?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay, he used the S word.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and that's a squeal that came from him, and well, we got an extended version of that right now. I'm not sure exactly what caused that, but once again, these are the kind of noises we can pick up in the background when recording a podcast. So what does that sound like?
Sound like Peter Griffin or someone getting castrated at the age of 28 to 32.
All right. Well, that's why you said that then, I think, right? Okay. Now we got another clip from inside the actual episode talking about what politics would look like as a RuneScape skill. This one's a bit of a long one, so settle in. And then they could bring politics into RuneScape with this. They could have some sort of political
drama. Why would you
want
to do that?
99 politicians, 99 gerrymandering, guys.
Yeah, there you go. And, I mean, the Jagex...
What else are politicians good at? Guess they could add in charisma. Fundraising. The Grand Exchange. Free stuff. Bucks. And then you end up being able to send out global announcements. Free stuff. Bucks.
Oh, that's such a good idea. Let's do it. Let's make it so. Let's have
a poll, guys. Let's make a poll.
Let's see. What do you need? Gerrymandering, fundraising, charisma.
We already have thieving.
What about spinning? Because you need to spin stuff as a politician.
No, that's the media.
Why spinning?
I already have crafting, anyway. Can add a subset. Word... Well, no, that'd go under charisma, word crafting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so there we go. That's a perfect reason to choose the lawyer option, everyone. And you see, this was the result of a poll, and this is kind of when polls became fun for me. Because we were talking about a band of lawyers for the Halloween update. And that led to the discussion of the RuneScape politics skill. So I did get some joy out of that.
Okay.
How about you? Alrighty. One more clip coming from episode 462. This one sent in by the RR Man. He titled it, Shane Titan Falls in His Pants.
Oh.
It'd take too long to explain it here, but I have it on my Xbox One, and it's just a fantastic experience. Most fun I've had on a console game in a long time.
Someone blew their eardrums out.
What the
hell?
That...
Yeah.
Someone blew their eardrums.
Shane, what are you doing?
I went to Titanfall.com.
You blew yourself up?
Yes. Alright, there you have it, folks. You can back that up a bit and get my reaction to something I was not expecting to happen right there. But that is why he called it Shane Titan Falls in His Pants. Yeah. All right. Any more comments on those episodes before we move on to 463?
A lot of things happen during the show, don't it?
Yes. And some of them are that sometimes we take more than one take in order to get the show going. And episode 463 was one of those, so have a little bit of a preview from pre-show. RSBMB update 463 in 5, 4, three, two, and one.
Big timing. Give me a second.
That was great timing, wasn't it? You got a phone call right as I said one. But lots of things happen like that, and we got some more previews of that in episode 468, which we're going to jump to right now. This one is titled False Starts, which, as you can, I guess, is on the same vein as the previous clip. I'm going to begin us then on this fine adventure.
No.
RSB Baby Update adventure. 468 in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for... Fuck.
Did you say one?
Yes.
I didn't hear him say one.
Sorry, Shane.
So we're live now. Is that what's happening?
No, we're going to try live? This again. RSBB update 468. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 1. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for...
Why did you say one twice?
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for... Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for... Are you going to let me start?
Read. Jill, take 5.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update this week. Joining us... And I think we finally started after that one. Do you remember that?
I remember another one that we did very, very poorly, badly on.
Yeah, and I mean, these are some things you guys don't normally hear, but nonetheless, they do happen, all in an effort to, you know, just provide a fluid experience for those of you guys who just want to listen to the podcast event and have no frills or gimmicks, and we save those for the end of the year. We got another clip from episode 468 in which I accidentally make a word mix up. See if you catch the problem. When you do this thing, as often as I do, you have to be ready for all insurgency plans.
All contingency?
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
You said insurgency. Which I'm pretty sure is not correct.
We got to be ready for those insurgents, right?
All
right, but yeah, so sometimes there's word mix-ups like that. That was from pre-show, so that's another true gem that you guys probably did miss out on earlier in the year.
Okay.
This next clip talks about what happens when I press the wrong button on an audio question. This features an audio question from Marumska.
Hello, Shane, Tricky, and most beloved. Hello, Shane, Tricky, and most beloved RSBNB staff. How you doing, Marumska?
He went full chipmunk, didn't he?
Yeah, the thing is, I accidentally pressed the fast forward button on the start, which means that the clips will play at double speed. So that is what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works when we put a question in is, I queue up the question in an audio file beforehand. And what happens is I press play, and then these guys hear it on Skype, and it also records it to the audio track. So it records it all at the same time, and very rarely are questions inserted after the fact. Just a little bit of a preview there as to how things work on RSBNB Update. After that, we move on to episode 470, in which we have another incident with the dog. You ready for this one?
We always have an incident with the dog.
...into combat, and that's the solution to make these two things work together and really have a fixed combat system that everyone can get behind.
Hold up. I gotta shoot a dog.
Okay.
Where's my hunting rifle?
RSBMB update does not condone animal violence.
Yes, but we condone eating meat, though.
I don't know if that's allowed in this part of the world, but okay.
I said eating meat. I didn't say what kind of meat. I said meat in general.
Well, it's generally inferred when you were talking about going to deal with that dog, right?
Hey, don't you ever eat hot dogs?
Well, yes, but okay. I see.
That's not 100% beef.
Well, what's the rest in it then? Preservatives?
Yeah, and other stuff that other people don't eat. It's the leftovers after a slaughter.
Thanks. That's just what everyone needs to hear on New Year's Eve. But we're going to move on to another episode, another clip, sorry, right now, in which I greatly detail my issues with old school RS.
I guess what people really like about old school as well is that everything is put to the players to decide whether or not they like it. It's resulted in a lot of stupid changes, but it's resulted in a lot of good updates as well. But we're not allowed to talk about those updates, so I'll leave it at that.
Pulling up
Shane.
Trekking.
Shane.
Yes?
Push. One solid push.
Oh, dear.
And it will go away. That's what you sounded like, dude.
All right, we'll fix that in post. Ramska just heard a true gem then. Yeah, another thing that we edited out. Yeah, but it really does summarize what I feel pertaining to old school RS, so I have no problem with doing that. Any further comments on that one?
Nope.
Alrighty. And then now we're going to talk about something called World of Witchcraft.
The police here aren't going to be smart enough to realize maybe we should check on video games. Maybe they're playing that, you know, what is that? The World of Witchcraft? Is that what it's called?
World of Witchcraft. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, that is what somebody who is uninformed would ultimately call a World of Warcraft, because there are spells and wizardry and whatnot, so it could very well be witchcraft, right? Anyways, we're going to move on to episode 473 right now, in which I do an impersonation of you after you disconnected. This was the episode in which Uncle Dana was on, and this clip is courtesy of the RR Man once again. Tying off one of RuneScape's biggest, if not the grandest, storyline in-game.
Yes, and if Trekkie were here right now, he'd be giggling like a schoolgirl, as he says.
10 years. Like that?
Kind of. I won't attempt that. I think I'll hurt myself.
Alrighty. Well, nice little laugh with Uncle Dano, don't you think?
Okay.
And is that what you sounded like after the release of Plague's End and Priftiness?
I was just happy it came out.
Yeah, we talked about that in the previous show, but nonetheless, that is my best impersonation of you, I think, right?
Sure. Murder you later.
Oh, boy. Anyways, the next clip is also from 473, in which I talk about my ways of funding farming and what it effectively makes me into. And that's actually how I'm funding everything, through wine. So I'm happy with that.
You're a wino.
Yeah, yeah, on RS at least. So, but I sell it, so I don't
wine
know if it counts.
Wine connoisseur.
It. Yeah, or just a wine brewer. I mean, isn't that the next logical step? I'm a wine connoisseur or wino. Which one do you think?
Rhino.
Okay, fair enough. And, you know, that whole reason was because I was producing lots of wine and using it to make money with Wine of Sarah Doman. Definitely a great thing to do if you do have the farming level. All right, next up we're moving to episode 474, in which Lord Rickles was a guest and featured the release of Legacy Mode. This episode also had the title of The Oat Keeper, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. Oops, wrong button. Oops.
I hate you.
Yep.
Yeah, I flicked it on the other night, just for a couple minutes in Edgeville. I killed a couple guards up there. I mean, it was kind of creepy. Kind of creepy having all the action bar and everything disappear, and I've just been so used to it, how it has been. And to have that all go away, it was kind of scary.
Uh-huh. So Lord Rickles described Legacy Mode as creepy.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think Legacy Mode is creepy, or have we acclimated to it?
No. Legacy Mode is just stupid.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion. And I think it's good in that it brought people back to the game, but that's...
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Next up, it titles The Oat Keeper, our title for this episode. And... You want to give people... Or no, we'll just play the clip. We'll just play the clip where it came from.
I called myself Oath Keeper.
Oath Keeper?
That's... Oath.
Oath Keeper. Okay.
Oath.
Like the Quaker Oats guy? You're
I said Oath.
Oh. Sorry. Yes.
Oath Keeper.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to picture you as the Quaker Oats thing. But...
Who, Rickles or me?
You! You!
I'm the wrong skin color.
You're the Oat Keeper, not me.
I said Oath.
All right. Okay.
I am not a goat.
I didn't say goat either.
Goats eat oats.
I wonder if you can do that on Goat Simulator.
I don't know. I never bother with it. You like the fight that can make Shane laugh almost on cue?
It is. It's the best part of the show.
Okay. All right. So anything else about Transformers? That was our show title that week, The Oat Keeper, because you named your character in Transformers the Oath Keeper, but because of Skype, it sounded like you said the Oat Keeper.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. I still find that so funny. All right. Now we got another further step on the Oat Keeper, and which I tried to record the show title. So here we go.
You're still laughing on that. See, I told you, I can literally make Shane laugh on a dime.
Yes, he can.
See, he's still dying. Oat Keeper.
Okay.
Oat Keeper. See?
This is RSPMB Update, episode 474, recorded Friday, July 18th, 2014. The Oat Keeper!
See, Shane was losing it trying to say the title.
I gotta do this more composed.
Oat Keeper.
This is RSBMB Update, episode 474, recorded Friday, July 18th, 2014. The Oat Keeper. You do have the ability to do that. That is for sure. And I want to thank you for that.
Thanks.
So, anything else on the Oak Keeper before we move on to 478?
No. No, no. Actually, what happens to Transformers now?
I don't know. You should maybe have a look into that. Anyways, 478 features the dog once again, so once again, we do not condone animal violence.
What the hell is that?
The dog that I want to eat.
How stereotypical.
I'm sure my dad knows how to cook them, too.
Hey, you just stick it in the oven.
No.
No. Asians eating dog joke. Just as good, right?
And other people heard that one, too. Any further comments on this, or have we pretty much beaten this one to death all throughout the year?
Do you want to try some?
No, actually, I don't.
Do you want to try some?
No. No, absolutely not. Anyways, as you can tell, that is an episode Earth was on, and we got another clip here about shotguns.
Shut up, you stupid... Shane, I need a shotgun. Actually, Reed, I need a shotgun. You're white.
And Southern, right?
Indeed.
No, sorry. Obama took them all.
And that concludes the dog storyline for this year, and also a little bit of an impersonation of what some Southern people like to say about President Obama and gun control. But I don't think he did take them all, now did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not. Anyways, this next one focuses on closing a window.
So anyway... Ooh, what the heck? That was nice.
Excuse me.
What was that?
Closing a window.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know that Windows 7 made those kind of noises.
A real window, jerk.
Ha, ha, ha. That's so funny, Shane.
Anyway.
Why was that window so creaky?
It was one of those old-fashioned screw open windows, and you actually used that clip. I can't believe you did that. I hate you.
Why?
Why were you even? Well, out of all the clips, you add that one.
Sure, why not? All right. Now we got one about actual window noises. This one's a minute long, folks. All right. Into tech news we go. Windows threshold, as they're calling it, a preview to be available this fall. That's the code name, Threshold, for Windows 9. Available this fall. It's going to be undoing really most of what nine. People... What?
No, did you not hear the Windows startup noise?
Yeah, I did.
That was really good timing.
What did you do?
I'm sorry. It... Well, I mean, I didn't mean to do that, but it came on right as you said Windows. Okay, you need to edit this out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Are we good to go?
Yes.
All right.
This year seems to be a year of impeccable timings, from this to the fact your phone went off when we were doing the countdown. So many things, right? It's just kind of weird like that, and figured we'd share that with our listeners. We got one final clip from episode 478 in which I end up doing a very robotic intro that sounds something like this. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. Joining us this week is Trekkie and Earth.
That's me.
Why did you sound so robotic?
I don't know.
But we've already done this 3 times, so I think this intro will be good.
Was that good? Was that a good intro?
You sounded so robotic. It was sad. Error.
Input money into terminal to avoid nuclear meltdown in 5, 4, 3.
No.
2.
Move on.
1. Episode 478. Oh, I'm sorry. Episode 482. I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong thing. This next one was from pre-show. Dave and Magic King were on the show. And Dave's face is looking at me right now, so I'm going to just hide that a bit.
So intimidating. This is the clip show.
Well, it's black and white, and you have a beard, and
the most serious expression ever.
And people with facial hair are inherently less trustworthy.
Oh, really, Shane?
There's only one exception to that case.
And who's?
Yeah, I apologize to Dave after that. Dave is not a creepy person. But it's just kind of hard to do an RSVNB update episode if you have someone's face looking at you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it goes. And anyways, we're going to move on to this next clip where Earth took the opportunity to say one of my word mix-ups as something else. But not really. Is Earth...
Hello! Oh.
Dave.
Hey, guys.
And Magic King.
Hi, everybody.
Magic
And I'd like to point out there that he said that, not me. it was just a mad problem of the K, of the C and the K in Magic and then into King because there's no space. So my brain didn't insert a space there, so that's why it became Magic. Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
And next up in this clip is something that was edited out from the initial episode. It's a question that's from Marumska that is very, very explicit in nature.
Marumska out.
Whew. At least my guilty. The sun keeps standing up to the thugs in the scallop industry. Rex.
Standing up to the fucks in the scallop industry? is that what you guys heard too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
This is going in the show.
Well, not this part.
Next time, Brums get out. At
least my YouTube.
The sun keeps standing up to the thugs in the
scallop industry.
That's what
it
says.
From. Oh.
I hope you're making a note of that for the clip show.
I did.
And that, everybody, is why you don't forget to press end recording.
It's called the scallop industry, apparently.
There's a show title right there. The scallop industry.
Huh. Okay.
We are the scallop industry.
Anyways, Marumska.
Ape Corson.
So as you can see, that provided quite the distraction and diversion on that episode, almost resulting in the show title being that, had it not been totally explicit, and that's why you guys are hearing about it now in the clip show.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what Marumska was equating to the scallop industry, but I'm sure anybody who wants to know can ask him, and I will ask him again, especially now that it's been featured in the clip show for this year. Alrighty. We're moving on to episode 483, in which I talk about a 5-year-old playing World of Tanks, and Earth somehow gets the input that I'm calling Patrick, a.k.a. King Kala, a 5-year-old. So I read a thing about a 5-year-old.
Better man than I, then, Jeff.
I read a thing about a 5-year-old playing World of Tanks.
What?
Yeah.
No.
A 5-year-old played World of Tanks and got kills and maintained a 49% win rate.
Stop. It's not nice to talk about Patrick that way, Shane.
Is that funny? I don't get it.
Oh. Shane, are you okay?
Yes.
Calm down.
Okay, Patrick is a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yes, my son. All right.
All right.
I get it.
Well.
Poor Patrick.
I know. This was the episode in which we had two of Earth's friends on who were just starting to play RS again, Andrew and Jeff, so that's who you heard in that clip. But nonetheless, Patrick is not a 5-year-old, even though he does play World of Tanks. That was episode 483. If you want to listen to it about new players playing RuneScape, and right now, we're going to move on to episode 484, in which an iPhone is in a microwave is almost demonstrated by Alex43.
Well, keep in mind, Alex, we've already know that the wave firmware for iPhone 6 will make your phone microwavable to charge your battery.
Awesome. I got to totally try that right now.
I know. Go right ahead. Take a picture of it while you're doing it, too. I want to see.
All right.
Remember, iOS 7 also made your phone waterproof.
It did, didn't it?
Also microwavable, too. I remember that one. They did that microwavable thing twice. The sad part is, people don't seem to have learned a lesson the first time.
Yeah, and, I mean, at the end of the day, any kind of device is going to bend if you put enough pressure on it, if you sit on it, drive over it sort of thing. And, whoa, are you actually using a microwave?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, you fool, what are you doing?
iPhone 6 in microwave, bro, check it out. Apparently it recharges the battery.
Oh, jeez!
It does not charge the battery.
He is acting... And let me tell you that right now, that he is acting this out. He would not do that.
Nah, really?
Yeah, I just got to say that for any listeners out there, that this is the case. So, but yeah.
You're supposed to go with it, for gosh sakes. It's part of the joke.
No, we just did it to make you look funny, that's all.
Oh.
All right, so iPhone 6
Plus. I don't want
to
look funny. This is a podcast. You don't look at stuff. I want to be funny.
That was quite the experiment, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good acting on all around. It took me a second or two to realize he was acting it out, and that's why I had such a natural reaction there. But in any case, I'm happy that no one actually microwaved an iPhone. That is something that you really should not do. It does not charge the battery. Alrighty. We're going to move on to episode 487 right now. This one is called Mod Bloop Bloop, featuring my automatic rewind system. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mod Bloop Bloop.
Mod Bloop Bloop.
No.
See a fish?
No. It's Mod Targ and Mod Infinitique.
Did a little delta get into you?
No.
Sure sounded like it.
What are you talking about, Shane?
Mod Targ in Infinity?
Sounds like you're doing a little Delta thing.
What?
So.
Well, read the news post. You want to explain the Delta thing first?
Delta.
All right. And the backstory?
If you do a little mini mission on Star Trek Online, there's a narrator who kind of talks about what's going on. Every time you get to that certain part, he goes, Delta! And the first time we heard it, we're like, did he just do a number two and number three all at once?
And that's been the joke forever since when it comes to someone talking like that. So that's where that comes from. But yeah, as you can tell, I was basically trying to talk about the Halloween event featuring Mon Mothtarg and Infinitik. and then, of course, there's the rewind system with... which is conveniently called Mod Bloop Bloop. And of course, we also learn that Earth, who is named Reed, can read in this episode.
That's how he signed his name, everyone. I am able to read.
That's good.
Yes, Reed.
Resisting the urge.
Ha 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 ha. Ha.
You done?
Ha.
You're sneezing.
Ha.
Chew.
Hey. Well.
Ha.
He sure likes that joke, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ha. All right. Good on that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to episode 489, in which we talk about the charity efforts in Africa, albeit in an unfortunate segue. It's like 3.5K.
That's 3.5K more than you had before.
I can make that in
the
like...
poor people would love to have that 3.5K, and you just throw it out.
Okay, I'll keep them and I'll put them into...
There are starving bots in Africa.
Oh, my. I don't know if that was meant to be a little transition or not, but it's time to talk about charities and the well of goodwill. Did you intend that?
I did not.
I think you might owe these people an apology, but anyways,
why?
The Well of Goodwill will be opened as of November 1st.
Funny.
Yeah, I found it funny too, but at least we're not talking about Feed the Children charities this time around. So, and we are so lucky that the charities featured in the Well of Goodwill this time around were not to do with starving children, because that would have been very... very insensitive if we had done that.
Okay.
Yeah. That was episode 489, Introduction of the Well of Goodwill. We're moving on to episode 490, in which Benny makes an appearance regarding Halloween. Ready for this one?
Okay. So thank you, Shane, for about to let people know about PC gaming, but as we all know, last Friday was Halloween in the U.S. And... be quiet, boy. Did you even want it to go trick-or-treating? Prove it. So we can still go out after 6:30. Okay. All right. Anyway, Benny, my cousin here, is just being a little whiny boy because he didn't get as much candy as he wanted. That's his. Well, that's your fault, ain't it? He could have just wore a costume after school. So that's no excuse. If there's a will, there's a way. Anyway, back to me, not about him. No one cares about you. See? All right, clip show right here. Anyway, someone's pick of the week. My pick of the week, as we. He was complaining that he didn't get any candy because I came home so late. I didn't have a costume. Well, that's your fault, ain't it? Yeah, fine. So,
why is that contingent on you being home? Why was that contingent on you being at home? Him getting candy.
He said he didn't want to go out till it was so late at night,
So? It was only 6:30. I only have a costume. So?
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, just put a, you know, like a sheet or a something over your head, poke some holes, and you got a ghost costume, and you're good to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. All right. This next one comes from episode 491, in which Mr. Bistro and I make an unfortunate discovery in Poach Show. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to tell you something after we're done here, but...
Okay.
Google treasure trails and go to image search. That's kind of weird. Why does that come up in Google Images?
Oh, you're in Images.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, the RS results are first.
Yep, to each their own, I guess. Some people's treasures are in the forms of men's with shirt off.
Yeah, okay. Clip show material there. I had no idea that would come up when searching for treasure trails.
I bet I'll find that one in my elite clue scroll.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so moral of the story is Google show titles before using them as an actual show title. You weren't on this one, but kind of a little bit creepy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, just be careful, everyone, what you Google. Next one is episode 492, and this clip is... it's all in the title, and let me just say, the title is Memories of Bosnia.
Well, I do remember one time, I remember this a long time ago because I did this one on purpose. I was just reading off a question from Banzai, and I ended up saying Bosnia at the end, and you just laugh your butt off. It was like long, long time ago.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, you were laughing so hard that we had to stop for a little while, and then later on you played the national anthem of the country. I was like, huh? And the thing was, as I remember, you thought I did it on accident. I was like, no, I did that on purpose because I knew that would get you rolling on the floor, and I was right. See? Doing that right now.
Yes!
See? Right. I was right.
Inform the listeners what this was about.
So was it a couple years ago? We were talking about how we were doing a question that was submitted by Mr. Banzai, and I decided to throw in, pretend I said the name and said it was from Bosnia. You just started rolling and laughing and everything else. So I decided to do it here again because I knew that would get you laughing, and I was right.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, yeah, so that was episode 492. I'm not sure if that was edited out or not, but nonetheless, great fun indeed. Moving on to episode 495 currently, in which someone other than me sneezes for once, which is a rarity on this podcast. Because ow. Okay, wow.
If it makes you feel better, I actually lifted the microphone up before I did that.
Yeah, that's quite the sneeze. Anyways, do you want to continue or should we restart?
No, let's go.
All right.
You're editing it. I don't care.
Yeah. Whee! Alrighty,
we should have a
show
every time we sneezed.
Yeah, that would be possible if someone would make those notes. Unfortunately, I don't note sneezes. Anyways, so...
I hate you.
Why?
I just do. So, yeah. You should tell Reed to record every single time you sneeze and start a little sneezing marathon.
I'm sure he will. But There's already other sounds of me sneezing out there and everything. And, you know, it can have that effect, and that is, of course, why we edit them out. And, of course, also in episode 495, we talk about a potential show title and reason why we Google titles now. I like to try and do a... No. We're not going with the bathroom key. The first result to the bathroom key is put an end to incontinence.
Okay.
We're not going for that. No way.
That's weird.
That is not being a show title on this show.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
Scout's honor, I did not know that was a thing.
Ever since the Mr. Bistro title with Treasure Trails, I've started Googling titles before we do them. Yeah, apparently that's a book called The Bathroom Key, a way to make your child not wet the bed anymore. So we did not go with that title. So there we have it. That was episode 495. And now we move on to the last clip of the year, episode 496. It's a short one, and it's my auto-rewind feature, once again, when I made a mistake. Tell me when to press play, as this is the last clip of the year.
Let's do it.
And I congratulate what I meant to say was I congratulate all competitors of the Skill of the Month, because it's a tight three-way race. And nonetheless, I do end up doing that rewind feature sometimes. It's just a thing that happens naturally, though I do try and edit it out when it happens. And there you have it, friends. That is the clip show of our SBMB update for 2014. Which clip automatically jumps out at you?
It'll be the ones when you know, it's when you laugh like crazy with Bosnia. I remember at the time when we were doing it, when we were recording the first thing, you had to play the national anthem of Bosnia. And then while we were recording, I tried to put in a title of Remembering Bosnia, but you wanted to use your own title.
Yeah, we should have went with Remembering Bosnia, I think. As for me, my favorite clip this year was from episode 462, in which Forrest made an appearance, aka Reggie Moose, made an appearance while playing Titanfall in the background. So that's my favorite clip of the year. It's no secret that that episode did have five clips from it. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed this production, and we'll continue to enjoy what is coming in 2015. But there's one last order of business on the docket for 2014, and that is our pick of the years. So basically what pick of the year is a way for us to go back through all the picks of the week done in the previous year that was, and say which one stands out and which is the best pick of the year. We started this back in 2012 with the People of Influence painting, which I still love to this day. It's amazing. But this year, pick of the year. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Alrighty. My pick of the year is not a pick that I did this time. It is a pick that was done by Earth on episode 462, believe it or not. And that pick was Titanfall. As mentioned in episode 462, Titanfall is a game for the Xbox One and PC. It's basically a first-person shooter made by the same people who make Call of Duty. Now, the difference is that it's not set in the modern time. It is primarily, actually, is only a multiplayer shooter. There is no single story mode, which is interesting for a game that comes from the people who made Call of Duty. It's got some very interesting game mechanics. I've played quite a bit of it. I enjoy it, thoroughly enjoy it, actually. And the reason I like it so much is that it's not a conventional shooter, but it's close enough that it feels like it can be a... I'm sorry, did I say competitive? I meant conventional. It feels like it can be a conventional shooter if you want it to be. So that's what I like about it. Another thing going for it is that it has lots of game mechanics that are similar to the ancient Tribes 2, which was a game that I really, really enjoyed in the early 2000s. And nothing has really ever come close to being the kind of game that Tribes 2 is. And Titanfall comes pretty close, hence why I like it so much. And you can do some pretty amazing things with the wall running, the huge weapon loadouts, the Titans, and everything like that. So if you do have an Xbox One or a PC, I would highly recommend that you have a look at Titanfall and pick it up if you haven't already picked it up. Very good first-person shooter game.
As for me, something Shane put in a while ago, I was looking through it, and one of them that caught my eye was Rails, a little game for the iPad or iPhone. And I thought about downloading it. I saw that again. I was like, I thought I'd give it a try.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that game. You know, it's actually got some thought to it, and it's not something you just do. It's got enough thought that it's not as mindless as, say, Angry Birds is. So I like that about it. And that's why it was initial pick of the week. I think they also got it for Android now, too. So pretty much everybody can take advantage of this.
Okay.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Let me just.
It's free, or you do pay $3 for the paid version.
Ah, okay. Well, still, that's not too bad, right? At least it's not like $9.99 or anything like that. So, very good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. How far have you got?
Not far.
All right. I gotta look at that again. Thank you for reminding me of that. Man, that was a good game. No, I think that's pretty much it. As we mentioned, this is the last show of 2014, and this is your last clip show.
Mm-hmm. As your co-host.
Yes. And with that being said, we will be back on the 9th of January to introduce someone new. And you'll be there for that, as that's always tradition.
Okay. So today is not my last one, then.
No, it's not. But it is tradition, and we do also have something coming for episode 500, which is right around the corner. So January is going to start off with a bang. And we hope all you listeners who have been with us through 2014 and years before will be there to continue on the adventure in RuneScape, tech, and all other things that we talk about with us. Thank you for listening, everyone. Hope you've had a great year, and here's onward to 2015.
Bye, y'all.